the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of martial, of jujitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in wake this place. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. I said one.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the all-new Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, fresh off COVID, and I'm excited to be back on the air with you guys. I'm joining up with the Gonzo Radio team for being able to put this all out. We have this beautiful Zoom. We're finally in the 23rd century. I don't know. I think Andy, one of our guests, will be able to correct me because he is a smart one, I'm going to guess, here today at this point. We got an all-new show. We're going to bring it to you live here on Zoom every Tuesday at eventually at 8 o'clock this week is our first show. So expect the unexpected. And anyway, welcome. We have a whole new little format, and I got two great guests to open this the first show with me. First of all, really funny comedian who I got to work with in Sebring, Florida, and we didn't put knots in anybody's garages. But Andy Forrester's with us today.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, brother?
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on our first show.
Yeah.
It's so professional. Look at that mic. I mean, it's
a very nice mic that I used to do a podcast with.
And the lampshade reminds me of my old room in Margate, Florida. Not that I'm saying it's old, but just the lampshade.
Yeah, nice.
And our other guest is Anthony Rogers.
I don't know.
How you doing, man?
There you go. And, you know, it's interesting because when this all happened, you know, I had the COVID. I dealt with some stuff. Thank God I wasn't, I was asymptomatic for the most part. I had a little drama because I found out that I tested for it and found out by Monday, but I tested on Saturday after attending an open mic on Friday. Mm. So I looked like an asshole I had not known, you know, there was no reason to think, but I kept my distance either way. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be running around hugging people and licking people's fingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kept my distance. And no one, mind you, who attended this open mic got it. Not one. And there was people.
I'm selfish. Don't let you get it. Super selfish of you.
I know. I should have spread the herd immunity. My herd immunity is stuck with me because I'm such a big guy. It said, no, we want all the herd immunity to be in Dougie, not these other unworthy open mic comics. So there was some backlash on that. Lost my sense of smell, which...
Poor guy.
Does that come back?
Yeah, it did. And you know what I did? I had like this, like we have this jar of like this, like muscle balm, you know, like heat balm, yeah. You rub on your sore muscles and shit.
Like Icy Hot or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's my wife's, some Asian, that she buys it in an Asian market that's, you know, it's incredibly strong.
Yes.
I mean, it floats, you know, like Crouching Tiger, you know. Oh my God, somebody catch the ointment.
Yeah.
And so I am, you could smell it. You know, that's when we noticed my wife couldn't smell was the first time I got that because I was putting it on her shoulder and she's like, I don't smell it. I'm like, you don't smell this.
Yeah. 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 That's crazy. When did you get it?
I guess I had gotten it at some point. It was like June, I can't remember the date, 11, 12. Well, I was asymptomatic. I found out I had it on the third. I tested on the 13th of Saturday, I think. And then that Monday, I found out I was positive.
So not too long ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm glad. Again, thank God. You know, I'm going to go antibody test tomorrow. I got the antibodies. I'm going to be on a plane with no mask. I'm going to be like, Anybody want to fuck, you know?
Anybody want to fuck is what you said?
Yeah, I was going to use it. I was going to use it as a setup word.
A strong line, strong opener.
Yeah, thank you. I'm all excited because I'm on a plane.
That's a strange way to invite somebody to the Mile High Club. I mean, you just outright scream it on the whole plane.
Like, I could tell you this. The weirdest part was when I found out on Monday I had COVID, right? When the test results came, you're sitting there going, oh, God, you know? And then I started, well, fuck, I went to that open mic on Friday. And, you know, one girl came and hugged me, which, you know, was like weird. And mostly everybody else, we did this thing and I kept my distance, you know? And so I had to call everybody like I was back in high school and I was banging all the cheerleaders and I had to find out at the drip. You know, who are you going to blame? You know, that was a bad situation. You had sex with five girls in high school. Now you're trying to find out who you're going to blame, one of them.
Not familiar with that at all.
You never had sex with a cheerleader?
No, only my wife.
Oh, not even the girl on the bottom of the pyramid? Was your wife
I met my wife in college.
Yeah. And it was an academia type thing where you guys.
Yep. She was my study partner for a summer class.
Study partner.
And she basically asked me out. I have no game. That's the way you put it. I have no game. So I'm not able to ask women out. And that's why my wife doesn't ever worry about me cheating on her, because I see pretty ladies. I'm like, I should run away. That they seem too attractive. So yeah,
I'm sure that's part of it.
And I'm an Eagle Scout. You know, I'm hideous.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's what I said. The bigger I get, the more you know, the more monogamous I am. But yeah, I'm the same way. I was, even when I was a young kid. You know, I was high school. My friends, like, you know, I had three older brothers. I don't know why I wasn't like a barbarian running around hitting people in the head.
Yeah.
You know, but I was different. You know, I wanted to be the nice guy. You know, I didn't want to come up and disturb you. Sorry, I didn't want to. And wasn't that like the first time you did hit on girls? You're like that polite guy. You're like, hi, you know, I really feel weird doing this. And I don't want you to think bad of me or anything. But, you know, I was just wondering if you want to be couple skating with me. Do you want to maybe do the couple skating? I can't skate backwards. Can you skate backwards? Anthony, did you ever go roller skating?
No, I think I was awesome my whole life. I never had the awkward conversation with girls.
No?
No, I skipped that. And I'm shitty in other ways, but not that.
So you're not a ladies' man. You're not a ladies' man. Like, you weren't like...
I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for like 5 years. I'm like, I have a girlfriend, I guess, at this point. So I'm not really... I'm same as you guys at this point, probably.
Yeah, you said guy or girlfriend. So either one, you're good to go on any breed,
What did you say? What is the question?
You said you don't have a guy, girlfriend, or boyfriend. So
no, I said I have a girlfriend. I've had a girlfriend for 5 years.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
How old are you, dude? How?
34. How old are you?
I'm 53.
You look great, man. Look great.
Thanks, man. Well, I got like the spray on my sideburns, a little darker spray. But you keep kicking the beard. Looks good, man.
I feel like if I made fun of you, you'd kill me. You have that energy, like that mafia energy. I'm like, I don't know if I should make fun of this guy. I'll probably end up in a dumpster.
You may be able to ask somebody's family in a few weeks what happened to. No, I kid, dude.
It's COVID. You died of COVID.
I'm not even Italian. I'm Portuguese Spaniard in my family.
I'm saying you frighten me. You scare me a lot. Get intense energy.
Now, but I met you. You and I worked in Sebring, Andy. We did a gig.
Yeah,
it was a fun night, it was just a two man show, right? It was just some local.
Yeah, yeah. It was you and me, and it was it's a very odd setup for just to do anything like that. Like it's at a racetrack, and it's in a hotel beside the racetrack, and there's nothing going on the racetrack.
No.
Yeah.
It's like,
remember?
There's only like one race a year at Sebring.
Yeah.
Hey,
real quick, I got somebody asked me how they can watch this. Oh, they go to facebook.com, the Gonzo Radio Show. Is that it? All right. Sorry. I'm trying to figure it out.
Or even
I apologize.
Even our fan page, it's going live, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. So
okay.
Get people on it and stuff. We used to do Facebook Live from my personal page. We get a lot of people because it hits a lot of people. So this is, you know, let's see what happens. I don't want to be depressed and though there's like maybe just the three of us watching us right now. It's the big opening show, everybody.
No, sorry.
I don't care. Listen, I'm just happy to be doing something. And let's hear it for our producer, by the way, who's done it. You know, Brad's done a great job because, you know, when I had to worry about this, but not just, let's just worry about having some fun. You know, I asked Anthony before the show because I was watching some of the news, and one of our new segments on the show is just can't avoid talking about it. Just can't. There's things you just can't avoid talking about it. So we'll get into those subjects here. But one of the things was I thought Anthony mentioned where he's from. Now you live in Missouri, correct?
Correct, yeah, in the center of the United States.
Yeah, and they're in St. Louis, the St. Louis, Missouri, where the arches Thank are.
God's favorite city, yeah.
Yeah. Calm down, Andy.
He's so animated. I love it, dude. He's like,
I know. Sick energy. Well, this was the fun thing because we did that gig. It was like, you know, I don't remember having a bad set. I don't remember having a good set. What I do remember was hearing Andy laugh during my set.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have a good laugh, and I will.
I'd say it's great. It's a great yeah. laugh. Don't downplay it, man.
So I will just say that it enhances a show. And I genuinely love comedy. I know lots of comedians that they won't watch the other comic or any comic, or even if they do, they just sit there like, that's a good joke. Mm-hmm. I'm into it just as much as the audience members. I absolutely love it. And so like I you can hear me enjoying it. And my favorite is I did a show with Louis Anderson and I opened for him and then I went and sat in the theater to watch him. And I'm out there laughing, and Louis goes, "That lady loves this." He didn't know it was me at all.
You can hear it, right? I mean, it sticks out in your ear. Like it just, yeah. Like, yeah. But it was, I mean, it was just funny because I would hear that, and to me, that was enough. Yeah, I figured if I'm making the other comic laugh, you know, no one's going to call. You know, even if somebody calls, said that guy sucked. You know,
yeah.
And Chuck gives us a call and say, "Hey, well, hey, Andy loved it." I mean, I don't know. Andy's like a pot guy. Or I don't. I think he's pretty straight. So
I am. I have never been drunk. Never been high. Not my thing. Yeah, I'm yeah, weird. So, I'm very weird. Did you just say same?
Yes, same. We're the exact same person. Like, you got so much in common.
am I sensing sarcasm, Anthony? I mean, you.
No,
I like that you're like, am I sensing sarcasm? I think he's cracked open at least two beers since we've been chatting.
Those are beers? I thought they were grape knee highs.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're Sprites.
Yeah. I can't PBR's new grape knee high.
I can't
be sober too.
Climbing is awesome. But you know, so you're in Missouri where we had the World Series of Comedy there. I think it was a year or so ago. The main event, and it was in St. Louis, Kansas City, or
St. Louis, Kansas City.
There's a city right next to it in the other state, and I'm trying to. I'm
messing oh, up. The Geeson, like Illinois area.
Yeah, it's Kansas. It was St. Louis, Illinois.
Yeah, yes, I know what you're talking. So you're on the, that's what we call the East Side. That's where all the strip clubs are and shootings.
Really? Yeah. Well, it was interesting because a lot of times after the shows at the festivals, like anybody want to go anywhere? I'm like, no, I'm staying in my hotel, man. Or we went, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's Illinois, man. Illinois is a trash can. But Missouri's pretty cool. Missouri's like a nice place.
It was just so weird because when I would tell people I'm going to St. Louis, you know, Illinois, they're like, no, you're not. You're dummy. Did you ever read a book? You got a globe? You know, I'm like, hey,
it's a Missouri.
You know, you think people are like that too much? You think people are too worried about fixing us and telling us how to say something and it's there and not there? And
yeah. You know, like everyone's an expert, apparently.
I loathe poor grammar, poor spelling. I loathe it. I can't yeah. because I'm like it's not that hard. You know what I mean? Like I feel like we all, you know, most people got their GED at least. You know, they graduated high school and they teach. You know, in theory, and
so you're under the impression that if somebody gets the GED. That yeah. actually means that they took these books, read them, and got all. You don't think they just figured out how to take the test?
I don't know. I feel maybe you need to take a test to be online is what you need to do, because I feel like there are, like, nobody knows how to conjugate a verb to save their life, you know? Like, and when you say things like, I be walking, and you're like, oh, my head is hurting. That's what's happening right now. I can't get any further to your post because you be walking. And that's painful, you know? And, you know, I usually don't say anything. I don't, like, comment, like, you misspelled your, it's you, like, I don't do that. But at the same time, I am still, you know, I'm baffled. I'm like, because I'll post stuff that's wrong, but I read everything the moment I post to go, oh, crap, and then I go fix it. Like, that's what I do.
I just do not trust my voice text, because a lot of times, especially on social media, when I want to sit there with my little sausage fingers trying to type on my phone, you know, so I'm gonna go ahead and use the old voice text. And, you know, one time a good friend of mine, Dave Siegel, funny comic out of Washington, yeah, there's a book now, very funny cat. I think I put, it's a moot point, and it spelled it MUTE instead of MOOT. It's so, yeah, of course, and I was discussing my in-depth philosophy background.
But, oh, yeah. No.
So,
well, secret tip, don't use your sausage fingers, just use sausages. A lot easier. Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
It's good, yeah.
And you have a snack after.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was just funny because he ripped me. He's like, I don't know what college you went to in philosophy where they taught you about the moot points.
yeah. Those are the ones you can't hear. That's what those are.
But you know, but Andy, I don't know how you feel in the ignorance, in the sense when somebody exhibits ignorance. It's kind of like when I watch people and they eat and they're holding, like, you see like a 19 or 22 year old kid holding a fork.
Yeah.
Like that, like they're about to, you know, play the game of lacrosse or something.
I think it depends on the level of ignorance and you know, my particular fondness of that person. You know, if it's my family, my two dumb girls, and that sort of thing, like, I am going to say something, and it will upset them. It doesn't matter; they will get upset, but I'm going to correct them because my whole goal is so that they don't leave this house and do something dumb like that outside of this house. But if I see somebody, you know, that I either don't care for or that I would just enjoy the fun of it, then I, you know, I may not correct them. But yeah, it you know, like if I'm in a gas station and, you know, somebody's like, I'd be trying to pump, I'm not saying anything to them, but if
you'll hold back, you're restrained.
Yeah, I think it's just dependent on who you're, you know, and if it's a friend of mine, different than the family, if it's a friend of mine, I usually will find a fun way, which is usually to just do back what they're doing so that they realize how dumb it is usually what I'm, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, you know, I was pretty stupid earlier. I confused Mississippi with Missouri, in the sense that, Mississippi, has changed their flag. So when I saw Bo Luke Duke Anthony Rogers up there on the screen, I thought, you know, ZZ Top, my friend. I figured, oh, let me ask him about the flag, because you said Missouri, and my COVID clouded mind kind of picked up on Mississippi, and I thought I'd try to be smart, and I obviously look like an idiot.
We're gonna have to kill you now. Like, I mean,
I'm gonna try it, buddy. Come.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. This is a test. You failed the test. You're in the mafia. I can tell.
That's what happens every once in a while. But you brought up a very good point there, Andy, in the sense that there's a bit of intolerance. We are seeing all kinds of crazy things with people out there besides the obvious. But there is a certain level of intolerance. I guess we could call it, what did we say on our little pre-show? We were going to call it a...
A
bad human.
A bad human, yeah.
I think, Anthony, you came up with that. That was, you know, how can you spot a bad human?
It's pretty easy to tell, I think.
I agree. I think, you know, I agree. I think that there's so many, but here's the crazy thing, though. I think that people are so selfish, they don't remotely think that they're a bad person. Like, you know what I mean? No. Like that. Oh, that is.
Yeah, that probably affects a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, no. You can't tell anybody anything, okay? Yeah. You cannot, don't, you are not, here's the thing. We are not saying that we need to not only spot out the bad humans, and we should then go tell them they're bad humans. No.
Yeah.
No, no. Let's just focus on spotting them.
Yeah.
Let's
All right. So the one we were talking about, and it's really bad. I have railed on it for years, but people that don't return their shopping cart are, to me, they're right there with serial killers. Like, they are the worst of the worst of human beings, because it's not that difficult, and you're literally just proving what a terrible human being you are. And so
Andy's on his way to a show.
Yeah.
He's driving down the street. All of a sudden, he sees this shopping cart just on the side of the road, nowhere even near a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah. Now somehow I got to tell you, when it's a ways away from the actual store that it's from, somehow it's different. I don't know. Like, if they don't return it, but it's like, you know, it's 2 miles away, I got to give it to them. I'm like, yeah. Well, you know what? You had to get that home, and I got to give it to you. So I understand. Somehow I'm telling you, you go to a Walmart and some J-hole parks their cart beside the cart return, like, not in it, beside it.
Yeah.
Or in the parking spot beside them. Or one time I came out and there were three of them lined up beside my car, to where I had to move them to get in my driver's door. I'm like, come on. So yeah. here's my solution for this, is it's called snipers. And what you do is you have snipers on top of the Walmart. And if they're just keeping an eye on that parking lot. And if you begin to walk away from your cart and it's not in, they take a shot towards your feet. And they're not going to hit you, and not at first.
All right.
But they're going to let you know, hey, you didn't return your cart. And instantly you should know, I'm going to die because I didn't. And then if you proceed, it's a warning shot to the hand. That's what, because they still got to get that, you know, one hand. And then if you still don't return it, you know, then we're done. Third strike is what I say. Third strike and you're gone. And then they just redistribute your groceries. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's a good way.
So, because you're a terrible person if you don't return your I can't think of a worse, you know, I can think of some worse people, but it's real hard some days. I mean, and I have to say, the bad part about me is I will sit and concentrate on that. Like, somebody did this and somebody did that. And you're like, I can't get my brain off of this dumb stuff. Why not?
Well, I could definitely tell you that you should not be the guy on top of the building with the sniper rifle.
Well, it's funny you say that. I have probably shot more guns than people in the military, because my dad owned all kinds of guns. And nice. As kids, he would take us out, and my dad had the Dirty Harry gun, the .44 Magnum, the .357 Magnum. Yeah. So I know how to shoot a lot. Like, I'm like a fat Jason Bourne. Like, I don't look like I could do anything with a gun. And then you put one in my hand and I just take the wings off a fly. It's real. It's real weird.
But you're not hiding behind that wall.
Yeah.
I see him. What? You see his belly? I'm just kidding with you, dude. I shoot guns. I'm a gun enthusiast. I have guns and stuff. And, but, you know, getting back to the cart thing, you know, I can almost picture you driving down the street and watching this person walking with a cart. And like you said, just about to break barrier. They're about to break away from the parking lot. And I can see him pulling over and telling the guy, put on a mask.
No. See, I'm all for, I'm all for the mask. I mean,
If you're in front of people, you're going to be in a room in closed areas. You're going to be talking with people. And if you're going to be around Andy when he's laughing,
you want Andy to wear his mask. I mean, I'm just saying, I sweat profusely at that. So, but here's the best example. I saw it today on Facebook, and I'm going to read it to you because I think it's just the funniest analogy and the best. This is put the best way I could. And I have kids, two girls. So this is how coronavirus explained in terms of crafts, like crafts that you make. You and 9 friends are crafting. One is using glitter. How many projects have glitter? Yeah.
All of them. Exactly.
So, I think that the people who invented glitter should drown in their own product, you know, that suffocate on it. That's what I think. Because that's a terrible product. Glitter glue is worse. And again, If you don't understand my hatred for it, just check out my Facebook wall where I talk about my backfrap crazy children and the stupid things my 12-year-old
does. Well, your glitter is my stripper glitter that got me in trouble once. So here's something I'll share with you about bad humans. Simple little thing. Again, you know, you know, we're comics. We're in hotels a lot where we used to be. And then, you know, so I just lose it. I think a sign of a bad human is when you are waiting. They are waiting. Are you waiting to get off an elevator? And as the elevator hits the ground floor, before you are able to walk out of the elevator, people walk into the elevator.
Yeah. I agree. And I can see where, I feel bad. I keep talking. I'm sorry.
But
I can understand where the people who are outside of the elevator are like, hey, it's here. But the moment you see somebody getting off, you should be like, oh, sorry, I've done it. I'm sorry. And I don't get on, but I've definitely been on it where people are like, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone to the bottom floor by mistake because I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd be like, oh, come, I'd be like, come on in.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're just being rational. You're being a good human. You're not being a bad human by rushing into it and pressing the buttons before I leap off and out of it to save my life. Yeah. Anthony, bad humans. Any signs of bad humans?
There's a fucking lot of Facebook account, I think, is the first one. Second one, credit cards. If you have credit cards, if you have a low credit score, if your credit score is below, like, I don't know, like 700, like 600, I guess, would be nice.
Wait a minute. All right. So you're saying that bad human is anybody with a credit score under 600?
Yeah. Or has a credit card, honestly. I think credit cards are dumb,
too.
Or
has a credit card.
Yeah. Wait. Or a Facebook account, probably. If you have a Facebook account, you're probably stupid.
Didn't you friend me on Facebook, Anthony?
I didn't say I was smart. I never claimed I was smart.
I'm just saying. I was sitting here going, I swear to God, just like yesterday, he friended me on Facebook. So
we're friends on three social medias now, man. We're family now. We're basically family. Sweet. Yeah, no, Facebook makes us all dumb, though. The rest of Twitter's cool, though. Like, we have Twitter, too. We're on Twitter, too. So
Sweet.
So, you know, Anthony,
that makes up for it slightly, I don't know.
Anthony, you mentioned Facebook. Facebook took a bit of a hit, a lot of boycotting. A lot of people boycotting Facebook because of their inability to control hate speech, as they're calling it now.
This is like crybaby culture. I don't care. Everyone's just like crying all the time. Like they're like it's just, I don't know. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Like, when it comes down, it's like somebody in a room one time thought that Facebook was bad. And it's just like dumb. You know, I mean, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, the same with everything. They're trying to like just tear down all the shit. It's like dumb, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. You know, the what was the old saying? You know, you and I, Andy, I think we're similar in age. But I was always taught, you know, don't let words offend you. Don't let people give words power. Yeah,
don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
Don't be retarded. Like stop being retarded and stop being a pussy. And like, here we go. No, now we're back. All right. Let's like invent some things. Let's cure cancer, I guess, instead of arguing. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Mars. I don't know.
I don't think my father used the F-bomb, but.
I had two moms, lesbian moms. And they both told me, don't be a pussy. That's what they told me every day.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Like, don't be a pussy.
I love that.
Try not to, moms. Moms, yeah. I'll try not to.
Like, the fact that they said that to you is hilarious and awesome all at the same time. I love that.
I love it. You know, the fact two lesbian moms say, don't be a pussy.
They're right.
Like, there's so much fun in the hypocrisy in that because.
Yes. I mean, the word choice is amazing. It's really, really nice.
It's like having two gay dads or two dads, right? I guess they would assume. Two dads. And they're saying,
don't be a dick. Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying. Like, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick and don't be an asshole.
Yeah. And if you're both.
That's funny.
You're going to be at everybody's party.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well,
I love that. That's so good.
Yes. You guys are funny guys. You know, you guys are very funny and entertaining. Thanks for being show so far here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show now on Gonzo Radio Network. I'm not getting any comments. So, hey, Brad, we have anybody, are we have any viewers? Do you know any of that stuff, Brad?
I think my two moms are watching right now.
All right. Well, good. I don't want to hear these fuckers anyway.
Greg, you tell him to comment. You tell him to fucking comment by now. Like,
yeah, well, no. Listen, how could you even jump in on this conversation? all right. So while we're talking, we already brought up some things. But, you know, one of the segments of the show is just can't avoid talking about it. And you know, one of the talks of going around the country, again, big thing we see in the CHOP barriers come down in Seattle. You know, I have friends that live there. I always thought that was interesting. Now people are getting shot and killed.
Didn't see that coming. Like,
yeah.
That's weird.
That's the place where they've, you know, tried to disband the police, right?
Yeah, they basically cordoned off a 6-block radius around a police station or where, you know.
And that didn't work out.
No, I didn't think it.
Sick plan.
You know, here's the thing. It seems to be rampant, and it's not just in life and society. It even filters down into comedy. I said this on a show a bunch of times. Andy, you would know this. Now, Anthony, you're an actor. You spend a lot more of your creative as an actor, right?
You don't know that.
Yeah. And now you want to be a politician. I think you're running for Congress in 2020. I thought.
Yeah, right? That's true. Both are true. I was just yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You're
a truth teller.
Yeah. Well, listen. Who wouldn't? You know. But that are you? I'm just. Listen, we got to meet in person, and I'll know everything about you with my neurolinguistic programming gaze, as I'll figure it all out in just a moment.
You trying to kill me again? I feel like every time. I don't know
who. There's somebody up at your door. he's a Chinese guy, and he's got some soup. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but that's all right.
It was great.
It was unbelievable. Oh, the CHOP place. So. People got killed. Andy, as the comic, how long you been doing comedy, Andy?
I've been performing comedy for 20 years.
Damn.
I started out as doing improv comedy, and then been doing stand-up for like 16 years.
Thank you.
15 or 16.
That's awesome.
And I've been, I'm in my 13th, 14th, 14th year. I think I started in 06, more or less, when I actually started doing open mics.
Amateur.
One of the things.
Only 13 years, Doug.
Shut up, you troll. Shut up, you troll. Don't be a troll. But you know, one of the things that seemed to happen in almost in every sequence that I've been around in the scene, that there's always those folks that have just been doing it a year or two, that now have opened up the box of wisdom, and they want to share it with everybody. You know, they want to share. Oh, you know what? And they just tell you everything that is. I got into a Facebook argument one time with somebody about a financial matter, and I'm a licensed fiduciary of 30 years. I don't promote it on my show. I don't do any of that stuff. But
you just did.
Well, I am not taking calls, anybody. I've got enough clients. You know what I mean? But you know, and this guy just sees me as a comic. You know, he thinks this guy likes pizza. He probably bangs strippers. And it's not what I'm thinking, honey. It's what the guy. So he doesn't know so he's having this conversation with me, and he's just saying nonsense. You know, it's like the terminology is wrong. And I'm like, dude, you don't even know what you're. Oh, you know, I don't have to go to high school. I don't have to go to college. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, you know, yeah, you do. You terrible human.
you uneducated person.
Yeah, you.
That's why nobody listens to 20-year-olds. Like, anytime a 20-year-old's like this, I'm like, everyone's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. Mean, it's like, like nobody listens to him.
Well, everybody's talking about defunding the police, and.
I don't know if everybody is, but
well, okay, it's being talked about. It's a subject matter. Yes, there's people opposing it. It's interesting to see it. I am a pro police person. I have a lot of friends who are police officers. I've trained police officers with the PR-24 sticks when I was younger in martial arts.
I told you're in the mafia. I knew you're in the mafia.
Yeah, well, you know, we used to train them because the police departments were saying the cops were sitting there banging these guys in the head when they could be using these Tomfa sticks, basically, in a more subduing way, and use it without causing $1 million lawsuit, you know, in a wrongful death case. So we trained them. And I know what it's like. Well, I can't say I know what it's like, but I respect that somebody walks out their door every day and says, I could lose my life today. You know, I could basically, I'm going to do my, you know, an accountant doesn't wake up and go, oh my God, the calculator may blow up in my face. You know, the people in the last several months, the people in the grocery stores, they have, you know, they went to work thinking they can go to work today and maybe die from this. So that's definitely a courageous, even in that. Right. But, you know, defund it. What does it mean? Like, what does it mean? Like when you hear that word defund, like in a few words or less, because there's a million meanings behind it. And there's ways to do it. There's all these different suggestions of how it should work.
I think it's like defunding the militarization of the police makes sense, but defunding the police force entirely is insane. I think that's basically. I think if they're just talking about defending the militarization of like the like in against the people and stuff, that's like that's fine. But, like defunding police in general is insane. Like Seattle basically like went to where like towers were and built tents because they have no plan. Like what was Chop's export? Like even it's like you're starting a country, you should have some fire. I don't know, but I'm just saying like in general, you should have a better plan than the plan you're complaining about. Like everybody has complaints. Like, I fucking think McDonald's is dumb. You know what I mean? But people are allowed to go there. You know, it's like. Yeah, it just depends. I mean, I think just because I think something stupid doesn't mean other people should do it, I guess.
Yeah, or even tell people. I posted something on Facebook the other day. I wasn't put on this earth to tell people who to vote for, you know, who to love, who to marry, you know, who to fight. I didn't tell you. I'm not here to tell you any of that. You do it. Right. Deal with the consequences.
But I think that is the biggest problem is that so many people believe that that you know the government should tell them, the police should tell them. You know, that they, that, you know, and most of the time it's based on like a religious belief. They're like, well, God said that our political leaders, they'll say that crap. And you're like, yeah.
What?
No, huh? So you're saying the invisible man in the sky told you that you should believe the charlatan. Okay. Well, that's good for you. Like I have never lived my life and never will based on what a politician says. Like when people are like, oh, but he's going to save us. Like, no politician cares about you. None of them. And so.
Except for me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Except for Anthony. And, you know, and that's.
Anthony Rogers, 2020, yeah. Baby.
And that's the thing. It's like, I don't believe all politicians are, but most of them are fairly evil and egocentric. I mean, you got to be egocentric to want to do that. And I just. Like my favorite band is Rage Against the Machine, and if you don't know them and you don't know that they're what their politics are, they're anti-government, anti-system, because they can see what so many don't. Like, you know, you got all these people going like, go back to where you came from, that kind of crap. Like you're the white turd that came in and, you know, killed the Indian. Like it's all that stuff, and so it that goes along with, hey, let's defund the police. And so people are like, hey, you should defund the police. Like somebody in a you know, on the left side of politics just went to an extreme. Like I don't you know. And so, but at the same time, I did read, like, well, what does it really mean? It doesn't mean getting rid of the police. It means, you know, we don't call them for everything, and, you know, we give some funding to mental, you know, people who take care of mental patients and that kind of thing, so that when, you know, or we you know, drug and rehab people, so we're not always calling the cops to like take care of a drunk guy in a Wendy's drive through you know, so that when they do get out of their car, they're not like, we should show up armed to take care of the drunk guy, you know. I think that's like
they used to call those rookies. Yeah. they don't you don't give them a gun, you give them a billy stick, you know, and a taser. And they learn how you don't give them the right to kill people if they don't. I think I look at things of more reform. You know, people talk about the militarization aspect, like the tanks and stuff. Well, you know what? They're not like those things only going to last 5 years. Those things can last two decades in a police department if they need it for some special case. And it's like owning volcano insurance. You know, you don't think it's worth paying for it until the fucking volcano erupts. Then you're happy you got the insurance. So
I am so glad that I got the volcano insurance here in Raleigh, North Carolina, because every day I'm on pins and needles every day, just waiting. And I'm like, the whole time I'm still like, thank God I got that. Thank goodness I got that volcano insurance.
So let me get into the real thing, because I you know, this is big and it's all way above our pay grade and stuff. But what I'm concerned about is how you guys would handle a situation should it occur. And, you know, you watch on TV or on these videos and stuff of these blockades on streets and highways. Okay. And I carry a gun. I have a carry permit, you know. Anthony, I don't know if you want to admit that or that's something, but are you a gun carrier?
Yeah, no, I'm pro every amendment. Yeah.
Sure.
You're second amendment, okay. For sure.
And Andy, do you carry a gun or?
I don't carry a gun. I have, two. I have two, and they are unbelievably well hidden, and they were given to me by my dad. And gotcha. So I don't go around using them, but I've done stuff over the years where I end up with one, and I'm still really good at it. It's really weird.
I got you. But if somebody was to break in the house, hypothetically, God forbid, and you had a fear for your life, you would
try. They're gone. They're gone.
You would try to find the gun within a quick amount of time.
Oh, I know where they are. I know where they are. But I got.
Two guns is the minimum to live in North Carolina, I think. I think you have to have
it
two
might,
guns.
It might be. It might
kick
be.
You the fuck out. You, yeah. I swear I got at least two guys.
It's funny because I went to a gun shop one day and I didn't have them with me. I just was like, hey, listen, I have these two guns that my dad gave me years ago. I don't want something to happen one day where it's like, you never registered these. And they're like, no, if it was a gift, it doesn't matter. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm taking your word for it.
All right. So, let's assume you have it on you because you're going to show your friend your gun.
Okay.
And you have bullets in it because, because
I'm stupid. I got you. All right.
And now all of a sudden your car gets stopped. You're on your way to a show. You got to run late. What do you do in that situation?
What's the exact situation?
So, you're in a car. You're armed. The car stopped because of, protesters in the street and everything. And now you're not going anywhere unless you want to run people over. So basically you're there and the people are walking, they're banging on your windows and shit, and it let's say it gradually gets more and more intense. What do you do?
It's a real question. That's good.
Cause I think that's.
Andy, you're going to be asking yourself, why did I bring my gun?
Pretty much. I say to myself on a regular basis, cause I hate people that drive cars. They can't. And I say to myself on a regular basis, thank goodness there isn't a gun in this car. And I'm a redhead. I'm a ginger. And so they've always said about redheads, they have tempers. And I'm a really nice guy, but it is true. It's terrible. And so if that were to happen, I would use my first line of defense, which is what I've used since I was a kid, which is I'm going to try to be funny. I know somebody's trying to, I'd be like, oh man, I could give you a ride or listen, man, you don't want this thing. I got two dead bodies in the trunk and you don't want to steal this thing. I would start with that because that's just kind of, that's my thing.
You're going to get out of the car. You're going to get out of the car and say, hey, everybody, you hear about the Jew and the baker?
Yeah. Hey, who wants a tight five? I'll keep it clean. Anyway. if somebody comes up to me and I'm in my car, I don't want to have to shoot anybody. I don't want to, it's not my thing. But I'll tell you, for as long as I've ever, been alive or listening to music or had it, like I'm a big superhero fan. And my mind has that mentality of like, well, I can not necessarily take them, but it's like I was telling you about like how good I am with a gun. Like I'm always thinking I'm probably not. And then I'll go like skeet shooting or at a place or I'm in a program with my girls. We've gone and shot like 22s and BBs and stuff like that.
It's a breathing thing. It's a muscle.
And I'm still good. And I always think I'll be rusty. I won't be good. And I'm still good. So I'm like, I'm good with it. So I'm always of the mind of they're not fast enough. They're not, but at the same time, if like somebody does that to me, I'm probably, if I had a gun with me in the car, I probably would, it's just like the house. I'd be like, where do I put that thing? Like, if I'm like, hey, can you hold on while I dig under the seat? Like that sort of thing. So
I lost my joint.
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, same question.
I mean, that's a good question. I'd like to get along with people more. So like, I don't think like a gun's more of like a less, I'd feel more worried about my, like, I wouldn't worry about protesters as much. They're like angry. They're mostly reacting to race. I mean, they're probably good people, honestly. I feel like if I could talk to them, just be like, yeah, I get you're in pain, man. Like I'd just like try to listen to them. If they're screaming at me and beating my hood of the car, they wouldn't be heard. So I'd at least try to hear them. I'd be like, what's up? I mean, if they kill me, that's on them.
So you would walk, the question then would be, would you get out of the car or just maintain a presence in the car?
Depends on what's going on. I mean, depends on the situation. Like, I would try to talk to him.
If people are just honking their horn and cheering stuff, and you could sense it's friendly, I'd probably leave maybe the gun locked into my car, get out of my car, my car, stand next to my car and just, lightly clap like I'm part of the team. And then I'd be ready to call the club saying, hey, I can't make it. Please hire me again.
Do you know who Roy Wood Jr. is?
Yes.
Yeah, so he has a bit on his father figure album talking about protests and unrest and stuff. And he's like, you don't understand, man. If you're black, you have to protest. He's like, he goes, I could be like eating at Red Lobster and I walk out and they're like, are you with us? Are you not, brother? He's like, I'm just trying to get some Red Lot. No, you are with us. And say, all right, well, I got y'all some Cheddar Bay biscuits, man. Y'all need the carb load, you know, and that sort of thing. And so, and he's talking about how, like, you know, it's bad. He goes, when black people are like blocking exit ramps and stuff. And he's like, that's not our thing. That's not what we do. But it's, he goes, it's crazy out there. And he goes, you know, they ruined, he said, you know, they ruined somebody's day. They like lost their job because they were late for work. And he goes, how are they going to say, like, well, see, there was this at the, I don't know what you want me to say. So, I mean, if it was a protest, I mean, I am for what they're protesting. Like I am so Black Lives Matter. I am so justice. I like everybody.
I like you especially. Would have to be careful because you jumped. If you got up the minute some misguided youth, makes a misdiagnosis or stereotyping on you, and that pushes you, and next thing you know, you're getting kicked. Next thing you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I know how white I am. I'm unbelievably white, and people don't believe. Like I know a lot about very old school, the beginnings of hip hop and rap music, like a lot. And I'll use some of that knowledge when I'm on stage. And Jimmy Walker's even told me before, he's like, well, you got that thing when you can connect with them. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't last forever. Like, you know, you sit there and start talking about Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. And they're like, yeah. But then like 2 minutes later, like, all right, you lost us. Where are you now? So, but I know a lot about that stuff, and it's just all part of, you know, my knowledge. And that's really, but that's why I find it so hard that people can't. I find it incredibly difficult to understand people that are so racist. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, dude.
Let me ask you. Hold on a second. You can never. There's a philosophical saying. You can never explain. It's in chaos. You can never explain chaos.
Yeah.
It's almost like in the Bruce Lee type theory. Like, you know, a martial art, once it becomes a structure or a form, it can be beaten. The minute you distinguish a move or you distinguish a pattern,
it works like this. You're like, well, now I know how to counteract.
Yeah. So, you know, for the most part, as we're talking about, I believe in something called rational man theory. You know, when all this started breaking out, I said, look, I judge people on their actions solely. You know, and you said it earlier, you know, everybody keeps talking about, oh, my government or my God or somebody. Listen, no, it's us. We the people. John F. Kennedy, don't ask what your country could do for you. Ask what you could do for your country. You know,
that is the best. I mean, that is such a great quote because it is. It's like, don't ask what we're going to do for you. And that, I think that's the biggest thing. People are so worried. What is the government going to do for them? And I'm like, you should just work hard and be a good person.
The two worst thing about our society, and you know, I'm all for it. You know, we gotta speak up for what we want. But there's something about appreciating what is and what we have.
Yeah.
You know, we can get a sun flare that could burn us all to shit tomorrow. We can have an asteroid hit us. We can have aliens land. We can have all kinds of things that have nothing to do with us as human beings. And you know, the only thing that could change this is if we all just say, fuck, I'm not going to worry about you. I'm not going to worry about how you say something to me. If you say something to me, God bless you. I know I'm not an asshole. I know I'm not a prick. I know I'm not a racist. I know. So if you call me or this or that.
But you are a fiduciary.
I am a fiduciary. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll admit it. Okay. I admit I'm vulnerable. I suffer from premature ejaculation. See, I said it. I do. And I think we should get a handicap sticker for it. I do. But you know, you gotta be vulnerable. You gotta be acceptance, but nobody today is going to say, hey, you're not doing that right. Don't tell me how to fucking do it. My parents didn't love me. And then you hear a million excuses. So, you know,
I agree. I think that's
rational man theory. Everybody just think about what you're doing. You know, before you judge somebody, before you say, hey, this person, do you really know the person that, you know, and all that? So
I think it's a lack of common sense, to be honest. I think so many people are like, why can't you just have the common sense? I mean, like, you can boil the Bible down to four words. Don't be a dick. That's all it is. That's all it is. So I don't need a book to tell me that. I I know inherently to not do that.
By the way, I think the Bible that you read was at Anthony's house where they said, don't be a fucking whatever.
Anthony. Yeah. Anthony, I got to tell you.
Those were my mom's, it wasn't me.
Yeah, he said you're a comedian. And if you're not using that on stage, you should be. I'm just saying.
You got it. By the way, the word of the day is horse pucky. I heard it the other day. Do you know what horse pucky is, Anthony?
I have no fucking clue.
You have no idea what a horse pucky is?
No, horse pucky. It sounds like, I don't know. It sounds like a lot of things, but I'm not sure what it actually is.
You appear to be somebody. Again, I don't want to be stereotypical, but you look like somebody who would say, you don't know what a horse pucky is.
Well, I'm super offended. I'm super offended you think that about me. I'm going to go cry after the show, probably. I don't know.
Again,
yeah. I did before and after. Now, my second cry.
Yeah. We had to sit through that pre-show. I mean,
you're a champ for that. You're a champ for that, for real. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you, it's like, you know, people, it was my wife being Asian, you know, people always ask, where are you from? You know,
what?
You're like Asia.
Yeah, exactly. Because she always jokes around, she go Florida, and they're like, no, I mean, the way you live.
That is such a good answer.
Florida. So
what's horse pucky? Is that what we're getting to? Like,
horse pucky, do you know, I imagine you do, Andy.
I Googled it before the show when you said it, and I have always heard it as horse hockey. That's how I have always heard it, because when I Googled it, and I think I still have it pulled up somewhere here. Based on the definition I saw, I'm like, oh yeah, I think we always like for lack of a better term, like that's horse shit. You know what I mean? So they're like, that's horse hockey. I think hockey was kind of like a way of not saying a dirty word.
Right.
And so I'd heard it as that, and maybe it turned into pucky because somehow hockey and pucky, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. You can't say shit in front of crying babies.
Yeah, exactly. Anthony's father said, fuck it. It's
our two moms. I had two moms, Doug. It's sexist.
Two moms. Sexist. My God.
This homophobe sex is big. I'm offended.
It never ends.
It keeps going.
No. I keep remembering that. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, it's like my two moms said.
It really, don't be a hairy pussy. That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can put up with a pussy, but a hairy. But, you know, thank God, you know, and because we all know about the sensitivities, but horse pucky.
How'd you take hairy pussy to thank God? Like, I just want to know. I love it, though. I love the segue. Like, you went straight from like I just don't even know how you did that in your head. Like, I have no idea how that was like a segue.
That's the fiduciary in me trying to keep to a schedule.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice.
It was all Bruce Lee for a minute. I was like water, my friend. I was like water. And then all of a sudden, I brought it back down the fiduciary. I really mean it. And then I said, we got to get it. It's 8:52. All right. So it is horse feces, or otherwise known as nonsense. It actually be used in an expression like, that's horse pucky. You know, that's bullshit. It's basically, it's a nice PG, almost Disney way, right? I guess it's you get a Disney stamp.
That was actually my grandma's name was horse pucky. I was just fucking with you. I actually,
man.
Grandma's, yeah. Mama's name.
How many pages do you have to go on Google to find your grandma when you Google horse pucky?
I haven't gone that deep. Honestly, that's a documentary, it sounds like.
He is not getting deep in the horse pucky. It's almost the same as buffalo chips, right? Buffalo chips are the big ones because basically it's animal excrement that sits for a long time, and it's, you know, these aren't like little poodles taking poops. This is like a big mound of caca, and it sits out there all night, and it gets hard, and you know, and then it turns into this big like disc, right? Like a
you
know, they have contests where
you buffalo chips for sure. I know buffalo chips, yeah.
Right, you have buffalo chip throwing contests.
Oh yeah, have you ever you ever seen cow chip bingo?
Cow chips, that's right. And floors.
You make a bingo thing on a football field. You let cows go out, and wherever they poop, that is cow chip bingo. And that, like, you square it off like a bingo card, and you know, I'm not kidding you. It is
that's the most North Carolina thing I've ever heard.
I have never seen it, but I have heard tell, and I'm like, oh my God, that can't be real.
It's funny.
Yeah.
How else are you going to spend time in that part of neck of the woods? All right. So, you know what? Brad, we're at that time, by the way, where it's maybe time to go over the news, and we're going to enter our new segment, which is the Joke Right, which these two comedians are going to hear these stories, and from these stories that we choose, or we go over, you'll be able to make a joke out of it. If you if the joke does win, by the way, top prize, because we have from our prize pool, the top prize today is a rusty wheelbarrow and a box of old CDs.
We're going to fight to the death for that shit. Like,
yeah, those CDs, I will take. I will
hey,
take.
Fuck you, Andy. Fuck you, Andy.
Oh, my CDs. God!
Yeah, fuck you. I'm getting these CDs.
How dare you drop an F-bomb on me?
Hey, Andy.
The CDs rave. Came up, bro. The prize came up. I had to.
They are rave against the machine with CDs, by the way.
I will take them, and I will fight. And did I mention how good I am with a gun?
Yeah, well, comics compete for top prize for an array of totally worthless items. But more importantly, the honor to say one something. You guys get to say one something. That's a good drawing, dude.
What was it? I can't see it on Zoom.
Right. All right, so what's the producer's name?
Brad.
Brad.
Brad. Brad has this as his picture.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but I'm an artist as well. I'm a really good artist.
That's right. I didn't know until you showed me. Now I believe it.
Yeah, you would, right? He like, remember when you were a kid, you had to draw Tippy the Turtle and to see if you could go to that art school for like $1 million
in nonsense. Yeah. So like I drew this 2 weeks ago. It's all color
pencil.
That's
actually really good. That's actually awesome.
Jesus, yeah. Like Van Gogh.
Can I have your autograph?
Maybe you should quit comedy, dude. That's a much anyway. Yeah, so each comic, we're going to share some stories here for a minute. And if you do, that may be part of your set list. If it is, just please tell everybody in the audience that you did it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. So here's our stories. Poland accidentally invades Czechoslovakia. Oh, by the way, yeah, go ahead, Brad.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
All right. Anyway, it's time for the Straight from the Headlines here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We talk about things from here and around the world, and we make fun of them. Now our new new bit here on the show is the Joke Right, where from these stories our guests can now actually make a joke, and the winner of the joke, the best joke or the funniest joke, wins a rusty wheelbarrow and a box of old CDs. Our first story, gentlemen: Poland accidentally invades Czech Republic in a minor misunderstanding.
You want the joke now?
No, you can think about it as I read it.
I got it right. I got it. If you want. Yeah. All right, good.
You'd been given, a spokesman for the Czech Foreign Ministry confirmed to the news on Saturday that Polish soldiers mistakenly deferred our citizens from entering a church of Czech territory in the close vicinity of the Czech-Polish border. Go ahead. You ready? You got a joke for this one?
Who's up first?
You. Go ahead.
Me? Okay. First time someone went to Czech Republic on purpose.
Okay.
D minus.
All right. Oh, yeah. Sure. When'd you know? When'd you know? When's the time you can tell that on stage, man?
Yeah, I think your prices just went up after that one.
Is this guy gonna fill his time? Can he fill his time?
Yeah. So, you know, when they were told it was a minor misunderstanding, the Polish were like, we weren't looking for any minors. I know. It was bad. I didn't write a one for that, so I just came up with it on the spot. They're not all
give me those fucking CDs, Dougie. Give me those fucking CDs, bro.
No.
I told you, Andy, I would beat you with this.
Yeah. The only thing that was more embarrassing to the Polish government is when they're figure skating team showed up for the Summer Olympics in 1984.
You're my competition, so it's not funny.
All right. Next story. Our next story. Distillery recalls gin bottles mistakenly filled with hand sanitizer.
Upgrade.
Consumers have said they can't tell the difference.
Oh, that's fucking good. I can't even. That's fucking good.
Yeah.
Side effects of consuming the hand sanitizer include nausea, headaches, dizziness, bloating, vomiting, thirst, and diarrhea, which oddly enough are the same side effects as the liquor.
Yes.
Do we have to give the end of the CDs now, or do we have to wait?
It's hard to tell.
Did you see that article? They put the hand sanitizer in the exact same bottles that the liquor is normally in.
A distillery in Australia said recall successfully recovered all gin bottles that were mistakenly sold as liquor when they were actually filled with hand sanitizer. Oddly enough, Andreas Foam, who works at the local restaurant and bar, now didn't understand why he got drunk and still took home the ugliest woman at the party. I drank a bottle of hand sanitizer. I woke up with this woman. All right. Did you give us yours, Anthony?
No, I just laughed because everybody was funnier. I thought no one would notice.
All right. Well, again, I have no idea how many. It's like nobody could even be watching our big opening show. I'm not getting any comments. Nobody wants to talk to us. Next story. Louisiana man charged after swim in the Bass Pro Shop aquarium.
Where was this at?
In Louisiana.
Sounds
like where they took the flag down.
Yeah.
The store says it will cost a fortune to drain and clean the tank. And my question is, how nasty of a human being are you that they have to clean the fish tank after you were in it?
That's what I want to know. They had to put it in.
Normally, it's covered in algae and fish poop, but you got in there, and now it's just destroyed.
Well, people from Louisiana are super dirty. It makes sense.
The minute they took the big fat man out of there, they had to put one of those big sucker fishes in the size of a great whale to clean the tank.
I'm reading the headline now. Louisiana somehow still a state.
Yeah. That's the thing. You never hear about Louisiana. And one guy said, I know how we'll get in the news.
Just going swimming, Mom.
Louisiana's like Florida. We're coming for you.
Yeah,
it's like Florida without attractions. Like Florida at least makes sense why the Louis are there. It's like a fucking Disneyland.
Yeah, it's not. Once I bring this grocery cart back.
Yeah, you damn well better. That's what I say.
Yeah, Louisiana man seen in a viral video swimming inside an aquarium at the Bass Pro Shop was arrested, according to the news. Kevin Wise, 26, of Slidell, was charged with simple criminal damage to property, and he probably pissed in the tank, too. Our next,
or at least he's covered in it. He's losing it.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
He's covered in deer piss. He bought it in the store. He bought it in the store and went and put it on right there.
Louisiana.
And after getting out of the tank, he was shot with a crossbow by Ted Nugent after playing.
Yeah. Y'all smell deer?
What's that smell? I don't know. I got COVID.
Yeah.
At least Ted Nugent proved to be worse at something than music, you know?
Yes. topless UK woman helped save family from drowning. It says here,
I heard topless. All I heard was topless.
Yeah, who didn't? A 28-year-old British woman who saved two sisters and a cousin from drowning in the water off the Natras beach in Cornwall while topless.
Yeah, it's probably her husband, too. It's the UK.
Yeah. Anybody have a joke, a quip?
I normally hate the beach, but I have made plans after reading that to go to that beach. And I'm a really good swimmer, oddly enough, despite my size, but I plan on not being such a good swimmer.
Yeah. He's going to practice his doggy paddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oddly enough, the women were brought to the beach quite quickly, but the man seemed to fall underwater on 14 different occasions.
Yeah.
and somehow the man said, I lost my swim trunk somehow. Don't ask me.
I've done that, by the way. I'm not kidding. I went tubing. You ever done that? You get drugged behind a boat tubing.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no,
and
no,
I was at. Yeah, and so I did that, and they were trying to skip me off the water, and when they whatever happened when it was all done, my trunks were on my big toe. I was about to be like in a vest in the saving vest. And
show us,
like,
show it, yeah. Show us what happened.
Right. You got photos?
Reenact. All right.
Oh,
just like that.
The funniest thing I can ever remember with shorts and water was when we used to go to this place in Orlando called Wet and Wild, right? So they finally built one of these really fast, like just falling slides where you basically travel at the speed of sound, depending how fat you are.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
Right. Fat, a lot of skin. Seems like if there's a lot of skin to slide ratio.
Yeah. You know
I mean? Like filling in all the wedges. So you, you go down this thing, and I remember the pain I had. When you, as you go down, traveling at 100,000 miles an hour, feet first, and if you don't put your toes together like you're pigeon toeing it, you will get the rush of water, which is the equivalent of that which flows through the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Through your asshole.
You can't say asshole in the show, man. Like this is a family friendly show. It's your show, Doug. You should know that.
Through your horse pucky.
Much better, yeah, much better.
And
I'm not offended any longer. I appreciate you adapting your shoes.
You saved it there at the end, Doug. You saved it.
Thank you, guys. And trying to pull those shorts out of your ass, unbelievable.
You can't say ass either, man. This is 2020.
I know. If you say ass, then even the donkey's like, what did I say?
You fucking terrorist. Get him off there. Get him. Cancel him. Cancel him. You said ass one time.
I said I swam towards them and thought, oh, shit. As I realized how strong the rip current was, she continued, I was struggling myself, and they were panicking, which wasn't ideal in the situation. Wow. That is very, by the way, it's very dangerous to save somebody from drowning because they could pull you down.
I wouldn't do it.
She was topless. I mean, can you imagine drowning and somebody's coming at you topless, and all of a sudden you go, and you take all that water in, you're like.
All I had to do was almost die to get laid?
Yeah. I think she wants
me. Loves me.
That's true. Your body buoys over because of your penis.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that story. Let's go to this one. Man's bladder explodes after holding in pee for 18 hours after a beer binge.
Did he drink the pee or did he drink the beer?
Let me read a little bit and perhaps I'll edify.
Whose pee was he holding?
The 40-year-old man identified only as Mr. Who.
Mr. Who, yeah. I fucking would, too, if that was my story. Yeah.
Reportedly fell asleep, passed out, as they'd say if you're drinking, after downing 10 bottles of beer, you pussy.
What a pussy, yeah, bitch.
Our heavy drinking session the night prior without heeding nature's call once.
Man overdoses off of fake drugs.
I'm amazed by this because... I don't know how old you fellows are, but I think Doug said 16. He's 40. He's 16. I knew it. All right. Well, 16. You're a healthy man. And Doug said he's 53. And I am in my late 40s.
He looks 54, though. He looks 54.
You're right. Not a day over 62. But it was a couple of years ago that it would just creep up on me at night. And you'd be like, oh, my God, I got to go. I mean, I almost had a couple of like incidents. I didn't, but I almost did. And I was like,
I wear a diaper everywhere I go. Like,
that is probably a better idea. Yeah.
I got a diaper
honest.
And swimming trunks. I drink like 12 beers while I'm sitting here. So I'm like, I got to make sure I wear it.
I'm
going to the bathroom right now.
I hope you're wearing it now because you've cracked open 8. And that is
I'm going to the bathroom right now, actually. Diaper, swimming trunks.
He's drinking so much, I got to piss.
By the way, me too. And that's why I always recommend. Having a great big Dickies cup. And that's why, you can finish off your water and then get rid of it later.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming this guy's Asian because it's from the Zhuzhai Daily.
Chinese.
After experiencing, what I say?
Asian. Same thing as Asian. Asian. He's being more exact.
I was just saying I read it. It said he was Chinese. Sorry.
Yes, Chinese. Okay. After experiencing searing abdominal pains, my tummy hurt. The large the Lagerlog Seoul reported to the Zhuzhi People's Hospital in Zhejiang, eastern China, where a CAT scan revealed that his bladder was torn into 3 pieces.
Oh!
Bitch.
Oh! Oh, yeah. I thought that my kidney stones were bad, but I got to tell you that might take the cake right there. That is bad.
You had kidney stones, right?
Yes, once? I have had. Oh, I've had several. And they're.
Dougie can actually suck those out of you. Like Dougie's good at that. Like yeah, I saw him suck a kidney stone out of a man one time. Like
oh, okay, yeah. Not aware of that. I recently.
And then I shot him at the man for snoring.
Nice. I have like six camped out in my kidney, and the doctor was like, we should find out what they are. I'm like, I already know what they are. They're calcium oxalate. Calcium comes from milk. Oxalate comes from tea.
For sure.
And so if you're prone to it, your body will just be like, hey, we should make a stone out of this.
Take vitamin K2. If you take vitamin K2, it deteriorates it. Like basically, if you're like someone high doses of it, like it deteriorates it without having to piss it out to get the surgery.
Potassium?
No, vitamin K2.
Oh, okay.
Legit, because I would take it for I take vitamin D3 a lot, and it creates calcium in my kidneys if I don't take vitamin K2, and it dissolves the stones actually.
Vitamin K2.
Much better than surgery and fucking pissing it out. It's all I'm saying.
You did think you were gonna get a prescription from?
I'm actually a doctor. Also, I'm a doctor.
I had to pee in a jug twice now. I've had to pee in a jug, and then send a sample back to them. And the lady's concern was like your calcium level is bad. And then the second time she's like, it's gone up. What are you doing? I was like, well, I stopped drinking milk like a year ago because the doctor was like, avoid carbs. I said, but I'm not gonna lie to you, there's no carbs in cheese. She said, how much cheese can you possibly eat? And I was like, you have no idea how much. I start my morning out with cheese, and my snack is cheese. I have it at lunch, another snack with cheese.
Yeah, dude, you got
dinner, and then my evening is cheese. Like, it's cheese. I like cheese.
You like extra cheese?
Everybody fucking loves cheese. Like, I wouldn't trust anyone that hates cheese.
I used to be a delivery guy at a pizzeria place. My brother worked at, and I would always
watch. That's shocker. Yeah.
That's shocker. Even that joke.
I am a fiduciary, and I'll cut you a nice pie. I'm just saying.
Hey, I just want to make a pie.
Yeah.
But, you walk by the bin of mozzarella, shredded, and you walk and eat it,
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I love cheese. I'm the
same. By the way, that is what I do. I go in my fridge, and I eat, like, here's Parmesan shredded in a container, and I just sit and eat it like it's a snack.
Yeah.
And then I eat Swiss cheese, just slices of it, I need a snack, and I'll have slices of Swiss cheese. I mean, I love it.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, dude, awesome. I never want to follow you at a Jiffy John porta potty.
I don't have any. Well, yeah.
All right, our last story of the day. A Florida man fist fights an alligator to save a dog.
That just sounds like Florida to me. Like, it's like.
Yeah. I'll read the story. A Florida man said he ended up in a fist fight with a 13-year-old alligator named Bill when the reptile attacked his dog and pulled the canine into the water. Trent Tweddle said he and his 6-year-old dog, Loki, I guess he's a Marvel fan, walking on Monday at his Wesley Chapel farm when a 13-foot alligator reached out of the water and grabbed the dog.
Reached for comment. The alligator said, would you people please stop associating me with Florida man, especially one named Trent Tweddle?
That's hilarious. That's funny.
I was hungry. I didn't know there'd be some douchebag ready to fight.
My humor is only going in one direction, which is the opposite, I think, what the country wants to hear. On this one, Florida man ends up beating up a gator. Turns out it was, God, I blanked out his name. Now, who's the religious kid who used to be the quarterback for them?
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about sports, so I can't believe I came up with that.
Yeah, you did. A Florida man said he was he got into a fist fight with a 13-foot alligator called Tim Tebow. After Tim Tebow tried to drag his dog into the water and have sex, because he's a virgin. So I don't think he's still a virgin, by the way. I think he's finally.
I think Anthony's beers finally caught up with him, and he didn't want his bladder to explode.
All that talk about that Chinese guy.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
He's like, speaking of exploding bladders.
By the way, guys, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Our first show ever here, by the way. Let's hear it for the show, everybody. Thanks. And our guest, Andy Forrester, who joined us today, and his laugh. It was amazing. And you were there. You clarified a lot of things. And of course, we're wrapping the show, and our guest Anthony Rogers, who just got back from his first
trip to the bathroom.
It was on the fucking door. No, someone was at my fucking door. I'd tell him to shut up real fast. Like, I was like, they kept knocking. And I kept. It was getting picked up. I felt like it was about to get picked up on here. I'm like,
yeah.
Amazon.
I'm like, wait, your car. 1 second. Here. I'm important. I didn't say it.
Your pie is here. I made you pie.
I got another case of beer. Anyway,
I wish they had fucking beer. They'd be in the camera if I had beer.
Yeah, deliver beer. That's what's going to save a lot of these restaurants that are having to close and bars. So, that's all we have time for, guys. And, what's his name? Jerry Springer used to have this little thing about closing at the show. And, you know, I got a little closing I like to do, and it's a little thought. Sure. But, I never read more than in college or in my life than when I was in college and I was introduced to philosophy. And Socrates was considered one of the smartest men to ever live. I don't know if you're aware of that, gentlemen. But under the premise that he'd awake every morning and surrendering to the truth that he is not the keeper of the world's secrets and was merely a student or pupil to the ways of the universe.
That's beautiful.
So it's beautiful. I can only wish that we all wake up late tomorrow with that same mantra. God bless us. Be a rational man of thinking, or a rational person, or them, a rational them. And be fair.
You lost me at Maury Povich or whoever you said.
Stop being positive. Fuck this.
We are on the same. We're on the same. I may not have that segment next week.
That may have been the first and last closing segment.
The first and last time you'll ever get to see the closing thoughts with Dougie. By the way, I'll just do a quick one. July 11th, I'm going to be at the Savannah Comedy Review in Savannah, Georgia. I don't have an opener. If you're a comic in the area, message me on Facebook or something.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, you go. All right.
I'll do it via Skype.
But follow me at Dougie Dangerous and all that good stuff. And what do you got coming up, Anthony? Anything you want to plug?
I'm on this podcast for now. Everybody that watch this again, like if you started to watch this, go ahead and go to the beginning and then come back to now. And then also I'm running for Congress. You should vote for me because I'm going to win regardless. So no matter what, if you watch this and you don't vote for me, I still vote. I'll still win. I mean, I'm drunk as fuck. Also, I drink like 8 beers. But I'm calling this.
Yeah. And you know what? No one else is running against him.
You don't know that. There's like 6 people. I'm going to beat the fuck out of all of them, Doug.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Beat the fuck out of all of them.
You're going to have a debate.
I think it's low level. It's not president, so like there's no debate. It's just a bunch of boring people that won't get as many votes as me, so like they'll just like lose without any press coverage.
Well, that'd be great. Well, I'd like to be on your administration. I'd like to, you know,
I could hire 18 people full-time if you're interested.
Yes, absolutely. I just have to move to Missouri.
We're hired. No, you have to. I'm going to DC, U.S. Congress.
Oh, all right. Do you think they're going to become a state?
I would wait. What?
D.C., okay. They're talking about – D.C. is talking about becoming a state, finally.
I mean, it depends on the benefits. I don't know. It's interesting. I thought you were making fun of Missouri at first. I thought you were just, like, trolling me. I thought he was because he has that, like, accent. So I'm like, is he making fun of me or not? I got to chill real quick. I'm going to end up in a dumpster if I make fun of him back. So I got to chill out.
Everybody smell garbage? I forgot what I was saying. Andy?
Well, I've got some online shows. I'm going to be part of this thing called the Next Southern Star Online. I'm not joking. I thought it was crazy too, but they asked me to sign up and I did. And it's going to be on Facebook tomorrow night, I believe. Right. And then I've got a show in Hannibal, Missouri in October. It was supposed to happen in April. And so I'll be there on it's a festival. It's Comedy on the River Festival in Hannibal, Missouri. And
that's where Mark Twain's from.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I'll do that. And then I have a gig in December. So I got one in October and I got one in December. And I have no idea if any of those are still going to happen. So,
and I'll be sitting outside an elevator screaming at people as they try to get in.
Those are.
you're gonna be outside of a Walmart.
I'll be on a Walmart. I'll be in a Walmart. The roof of a Walmart. Keeping my eye on you, people. Yeah.
Put it back, you asshole.
Yeah. How hard is it?
By the way, next week, the 15th or something, I'm going to be in Wichita at the Looney Bin.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I know, right? 16th to the 19th or whatever it is. And then the Looney Bin in Tulsa the week after from the 22nd, whatever the hell the date is. But go ahead. So I'm looking forward to it. Guys, go to Dougie Almeida or Dougie Dangerous for all my other stuff. Thanks for watching for the first time. Let's hear it for let's hear for Brad, our producer, too, by the way, Brad.
Good job, Brad. Good job, Brad. You're my hero, Brad.
Yeah, we thank you for all you're doing. And, guys, every week, next week, we start our all-new time, all-new show at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays every week. So we're going to have two new guests next week. Watch for that. Follow our fan page on Facebook as well. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie Show. And Instagram, Wake Up Dougie Show. God bless you guys. Take well. Stay well. I feel like Joe Biden all of a sudden. I can't speak.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks.
Guys, God bless you all. We'll say.
My biggest accomplishment, I think you guys for letting me on the show.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this is going to be on your. I can't wait for this on my IMDb.
I finally did this show. I've been begging him for years.
Yeah, well, you guys are awesome.
No, you too, brother.
Take care, man. We'll see you all next time.
Y'all look great.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.